We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just say play 97.3 The Fan, and in no time, you will be listening to us here at The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego, a Radio.com sports station.
It is Pavel caught. McCole Hartman breaks away. Left sideline. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Patrick Mahomes plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. Week 14 of the NFL season begins tonight in Chicago between a pair of teams that have been disappointing. The Bears host the Cowboys with both at 6-6. Dallas started the season impressively with three straight wins, but has faded badly since and is coming off a very bad loss on Thanksgiving. The Cowboys still lead the NFC East, though. Head coach Jason Garrett is going to lean heavily on quarterback Dak Prescott over the final four games.
He's an outstanding leader and has been since he's been here. And, you know, I think the traits that stick out are just how he leads by example. You know, there's nobody in our building who works harder than Dak Prescott. Off-season programs, preparation each day to play his best each week. And, you know, he's very consistent.
Bears have won three of their last four. However, they have come against the Lions and the Giants. Also today from the NFL, James Conner said he'll miss his third straight game when the Steelers take on the Cardinals due to a shoulder injury. Adam Vinatieri had an MRI on his knee and is uncertain whether or not he'll play again this year. Washington State has given head coach Mike Leach an extension through 2024. Four games in the NBA tonight, starting momentarily with the Sixers and Wizards in Washington. Philly has won its last four. The Knicks look to halt a seven-game skid against the Nuggets. Denver has dropped back-to-back games after falling to the Lakers Tuesday. The Nuggets, one of the best defensive teams in the NBA, but head coach Michael Malone said they're searching for answers offensively.
It's something that has just been plaguing our offense. The reason that we're an 18th-ranked offense right now is because from the field, from the three, and from the foul line, we're below average. It's just the bottom line.
The Pelicans will host the Suns and the Rockets, and Raptors get together in Toronto. Both are coming off overtime losses. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Tiki Barber. Talk about your favorite teams and get breaking news from the NFL all day, every day on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio.
Ben and Woods on The Fan.
Coming up on Friday, it is a train wreck Friday. We're getting you ready for the weekend. AJ Cassavell from MLB.com going to co-host alongside Woodsy.
Ben and Woods, mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions and easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
97.3 The Fan features a Saturday college football championship doubleheader as LSU faces Georgia for the SEC title at 12:30, followed by the Big Ten championship between Ohio State and Wisconsin. College football plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
In a world with work deadlines and horrible bosses.
So I guess we should probably go ahead and have a little talk.
And your team may be in last place. We can all find comfort in sports, like a signal in the sky.
Oh, come on. You gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
they call upon Gwen and Chris with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Scraby is a natural hater.
I'm still angry at that.
He doesn't want to see you happy.
And Chris Ello.
You're no Jalen Ramsey.
Not you think be. He did one of those like everyone does?
Yeah, man.
Oh, Jesus, Jalen.
Let's go! Gwen and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's roll into hour number two, the final hour of our Thursday program. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station. That would be 97.3 The Fan. Do not forget about our coverage of next week's MLB winter meetings. 97.3 The Fan's coverage will be brought to you by your San Diego Honda dealers. And, of course, that's Ben and Woods from 6 to 10 every day, live from the winter meetings. The coach, John Quintera, 10 to 2 every single day. And then Tony and I, every single day from 2 to 6. You won't miss a thing at next week's 2019 MLB winter meetings here in San Diego. Take advantage of the end-of-the-year offers on your favorite Honda model. Your San Diego Honda dealers are ready to wrap up a deal you will love at their Happy Honda Day sales event. Visit sdhondadealers.com. You know, I do much better on these reads when I can actually see the copy. As opposed to yesterday when I was trying to read that one and Scraby held it up about a mile away from me. Said, read this.
Yeah.
I'm like, Scraby, no glasses, man. I can't see that. I can barely see with glasses that far away. All right. It's time for our NFL Pick'em segment. Tony Gwynn Jr. has a lead, a comfortable one, 88-76. And we're coming down to the final 5 weeks of the regular season. So let's roll. Oh, that's right. I keep thinking there's an open.
We're not allowed to use it. Sorry.
And you say that, and you tell me the same thing every week, and I forget it every week. Tony is 30-9, Chris is 29-10, but that's not exactly how we do it. You get points, and Tony has scored 27 points on his upset picks. I've only scored 16. Very poor in the upset pick department this year, so that is why you are enjoying a 12-point lead. Now that can be made up, but it's not going to be easy. All right, you're first this week, so let them rip.
Let
them
rip.
Three-point game.
I'm taking Green Bay at home against Washington
for
my three-point
game. Because if Green Bay loses, they have to fire their coach.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
There's two 14-point spreads this week, so I'm not going to leave them both for you. And I feel pretty comfortable with Minnesota at home. So I'll take Minnesota at home over Detroit as my three-point pick. It's up to you now for a two-point pick.
My two-point pick
is...
Ooh.
Hmm.
My two-point pick will be the Houston Texans.
Over?
At home, over Denver.
Houston looked really good last week against New England. I took Minnesota to beat Detroit.
Okay.
All right. Two-point pick for me. Scraby in the room?
Oh, good. He's in the room.
All right, I'll take the Saints. They're only playing the 49ers. Doesn't matter.
Indeed.
Doesn't matter. The 49ers they played well last week. I don't think they're going to play as well this week.
I do. I think they're going to win.
I know you do.
Of course you do. You thought that last week, too.
But
they almost did.
They are doomed to that number 5 or 6 seed in the NFC playoffs just because you're going to hate it so much.
At least my team's in the playoffs.
I'm going to take...
Did he go there?
He did. He did go there.
That's
he went
a
there.
Cheap shot.
It is a cheap shot.
Like I have to hear every hour on the hour, I have to hear that the Dolphins are in last place and that sound.
That is
true.
He has the audacity
and now
to hit you with that,
he throws
too.
Me with that one, yeah.
Well, because of that, I'm going to take the team that his team couldn't see the quarterback handing the ball off, apparently because his skin was too dark. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens.
We'll be talking about that in the Big Five.
We will. If you don't know what we're speaking of, you will soon. All right, I'll go with Cleveland at home over Cincinnati for my one-point game. So there you have that. A three-point pick, Tony takes Green Bay, I take Minnesota. 2 points, Tony's got Houston. I've got the Saints, and for 1 point, Tony's got Baltimore, and I've got Cleveland, and now it is time for the all-important upset pick. If your upset pick wins straight up, you get the number of points that team is underdog by. Tony Gwynn Jr., the board is yours.
Just real quick, because on my paper, some of the numbers are cut off.
Those are all threes.
Houston's a three and not an eight?
No, an eight.
Okay.
They are an eight.
Cleveland's a seven?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. My printer is not high quality.
I think for my upset pick.
Yes.
I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts.
Go for a little 3.5. That's a good pick, man. They're better than Tampa Bay, aren't
they? I think
so. They're getting 3.5
points. And they're getting
healthy,
too.
They're getting 3.5 points. That's all you want to do is just keep on extending out on that lead. I have to take a little bigger chance than that, so I will. And I'm going to – you've heard me say this the last two straight weeks, Baltimore, Seattle, and the Super Bowl. But Baltimore I don't think is going to win out. So I think they're going to lose somewhere. And this is as good a chance as any, so I'll take Buffalo.
That's a good
pick. Go for the 6 points. They're at home.
That is actually one that I highlighted, but I just didn't want to go for
Baltimore's so good. Yeah. Baltimore's so good. It's hard to see them losing, but it's also hard for me to see them finishing 14-2. So if they end up losing a game, maybe it'll be this week. So I'll take Buffalo, go for the 6 points, try to gain a little ground. We will let you know the results and how everything turns out on Monday. As Tony continues to enjoy that 12-point lead that I will be looking to cut into. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, you can stop the music now, Thomas. This segment's over. Thomas, thank you. Because I can't read this in general.
Everybody be quiet.
I can't read it anyway, let alone with music in the background. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, listen to your name for your name to be called. And then call us back in 10 minutes. You'll win a family four-pack of tickets to 97.3 The Fan Takeover Night. That's Friday, December the 13th, during the SeaWorld Christmas Celebration presented by Sprint. Experience over 1 million lights and the all-new shows and attractions like Sesame Street, Christmas Village. If you call back in time, you also will be entered to win our grand prize, the perfect Christmas gift, a Barry Manilow Vegas getaway. That includes two VIP tickets to see Barry perform at the International Theater in the Westgate, Las Vegas. Dinner for two at the Edge Steakhouse, plus a Serenity Spa experience. Make sure you sign up. And we were told today, by the way, something that you may not know that we didn't know. If you signed up at 973thefansd.com to try and win this contest, it starts over every month. So we're early in the month of December. You may have actually signed up in November. We're not going to read your name. You have to sign up again. So we're just letting you know. Go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Make sure you're entered in this contest so you have a chance to win. By the way, that's not all you're going to win on this giveaway to kick off the holiday
season.
That's
not all?
No, we're giving away.
And that's not all?
Thomas, do you want to say it too?
And that's not all?
Thank you. To kick off the holiday season, we are adding a holiday bonus pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour featuring Michael McDonald at the North Island Credit Union in September. You can win them before they even go on sale, which is December 6th at LiveNation.com. All right, got all that. Got our picks in. We have what? Thomas just gave me a look, so that threw me off. Hang on.
He's giving you the traffic look.
Yeah, but I don't want to just go to traffic dry. Oh, you want to talk about the Lakers?
Oh. Indeed.
Ah, that's what Tony wants to talk about. I want to talk about LeBron James's travel.
We can talk about that, too. We can talk about both.
Man, the Lakers are looking really good. Too bad the NBA playoffs aren't like right now.
I know.
Because they are just killing everybody. All right, we'll talk some NBA when we return. Tony's Red Hot Lakers. And before that, a check of traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Here is a steal by Dwight Howard, and Joe Ingles steals it back. And now it's stolen by Rondo. Lakers are all over these guys. Pass it to LeBron. Slam dunk. Hey, Quinn Snyder should call timeout, Michael. This is getting bad.
Well, I don't think it's going to change anything. I don't think he had a 20-point play drawn up.
Ah! You know your team's playing well when the announcer's making fun of the other team.
When the team that's winning announcers are making fun of the other team, and the home team announcers are looking for anything to be mad at.
Well, The only solace for the Utah Jazz last night was that LeBron James had one of the funniest travels in NBA history that was not called.
Yes.
Even LeBron said so. If you haven't seen it, you'll find it anywhere.
Do we have the sound from LeBron by any chance talking about his malfunction?
Oh, that's right. He called it a malfunction. Yeah, that was funny.
It did kind of look like a robot out there that just kind of got wires got crossed a little
bit.
Yeah,
he went to dribble the ball and then just
held it.
Literally took two steps. like somebody who's never played the game of basketball might do, or somebody didn't know the rules. And like, I think malfunction's the perfect word for it. And they caught the referee by such surprise that they didn't even call traveling, even though it happened right out in the middle of the floor and everybody could see it.
There was one that took place last year or maybe 2 years ago with Russell Westbrook. He gets the ball inbound, full court, and just the ball's rolling. He picks it up and literally walks four steps before he decides to put the...
And they didn't call that?
No, they called it. It was almost like, are you trying to make us call this?
Who was the guy this year in the NBA who went to take the ball out of bounds in the backcourt? I don't remember who it was now. There was no other teammate with him to throw the ball to. And he just kind of had a brain lock. Instead of waiting for somebody to come to throw the ball, he just took the ball in. Yeah. He started dribbling and just walked onto the court.
It was Bledsoe from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Bledsoe from the Bucks. He just walked right onto the floor, started dribbling. The referee looked at him and went, I think that's a violation. Yeah. It took him a second to call it, though.
The referee was standing right behind
him. You would never expect it to happen.
It was like we were playing pickup basketball. He just said, I'll just walk it in. It almost looked like LeBron last night was going to try to check the ball. You know, like you playing 5-on-5.
Right.
You like pick it up. You're all right, here, man. Check it. But instead, he went, I can dribble, throw the make the pass, get the bucket. Here's LeBron James on his travel.
Utah, one of the tougher back-to-backs in the NBA. November went about as well as you could have expected, but does it do anything for you guys to cement what that was moving forward into this tougher stretch?
I mean, we knew it was going to be a tough stretch. Just looking at our December schedule when
it
started.
We're going to find it. Sorry, my bad. The one I said, it said 15 seconds, but it obviously is not.
This is a smooth-running machine. You see, LeBron James can mess up a travel like that, but we get that every day on this program.
Oh, they don't even know. They don't even know.
We got Scraby mishandling the basketball at all times. So, way to go, Scrabe. All right, we'll try to get that. But I think the main thing here is the fact that the Lakers are looking absolutely unbeaten. I mean, you're starting to think that the 19-3 now. And they're undefeated outside of Staples Center. That's unheard of.
Their one road loss was in the Staples Center.
To the Clippers. So they haven't lost a game outside of the Staples Center or Staples Center. There's no the there, if you want to be accurate. And I do like to try to be accurate, unlike the rest of the people, the producers and people of this show.
they're
playing off. You're watching every single game. So what are they doing right now so well? Defensively, they stymied Utah completely last night, and we talked about it yesterday. Utah's a really tough place to win.
It's absolutely the way they played on defense. I mean, the rotations, whatever, and that's another thing. Frank Vogel was kind of an afterthought, because remember, everybody was making a huge deal because they passed up on Lou, they passed up on somebody else before they got to Frank Vogel.
Yeah,
and it just seems like it's been the perfect fit. He came into this as a defensive minded coach. He's turned this Laker team into a defensive minded team.
Yeah, I knew they were in good shape a few weeks ago when they won a game, and they were interviewing Anthony Davis after the game, and Anthony Davis said, "We won, but our defense was terrible."
100%.
That's what you want to hear from your team. And right now the Lakers to go back-to-back to Denver, Utah, that's impressive, because that's back-to-back nights with LeBron James on your roster, and both games are at altitude against good teams. Two of the better teams in the league, too.
By the way, neither him or Anthony Davis played any minutes in the fourth quarter.
Yesterday. Didn't need to.
And so here are their road wins. Mavericks, at Spurs, at Bulls, at Suns, at Thunder, Grizzlies, at Spurs again, at Pelicans, and in these last two, at Nuggets, at Jazz, they finished off this last road trip with a road game in Portland.
The closest call they had was the Dallas game where they hit the three-point right. shot by Green there to send it to overtime. They also had a fairly close call against the Bulls because the Bulls opened a
That's
big
right.
lead against them. But other than that, I mean, they roared back and ended up winning that game by double digits, if I'm not mistaken. So I just think that, you know, LeBron James is being overlooked again. Everybody's talking about how great Giannis is and how great Harden is and how great – but I still am not convinced that there's anybody better than LeBron James. I'm just not. I mean, no matter how old he is or how many much wear and tear there is, this
Whatever.
Guy just plays unbelievable. He's the smartest guy on the floor every single night.
He is.
That's for sure. Whether you think he's got the best skill still to this point, maybe you can argue that. But he's the smartest guy out there.
The last game they lost against the Mavericks at home.
Yeah.
You could hear the cameras caught him chewing out guys for not running back on defense.
Yeah.
That's just something the Lakers haven't had in a very long time.
No,
somebody
that's
going to be accountable. When your superstar is doing the dirty work as well as being the smartest guy on the floor, it gives him some credence to say things to everybody else like, hey, man, you need to get your behind back.
And it's easier to coach when your best players are the guys that are doing the coaching on the floor. That makes life so wonderful for a head coach. That's why guys like, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not going to try to pick on Carmelo because I've picked on him before, but guys like that were the best players on their team, but never really, I don't think, led their teams or really understood how to motivate the rest of the players on their team to bring up their games to the level that they were at.
I think that is a very important distinction that you just made there. Leading a guy, leading a team and knowing how to lead a team, because every team's going to be different. Some teams need that vocal, yelling guy. Some guys need the lead by example guy. The trick about being a leader is trying to figure out which of those is needed at what specific time. It's not as easy as it looks. We told you guys we'd have some comments from LeBron James on his travel. I think we finally got it. Let's cross our fingers.
So.
Here we go.
In the third quarter, looked like the camera caught you maybe joking about a travel that you had in the first half.
Yeah, it was the worst thing I ever, probably one of the worst things I've ever done in my career. I didn't even realize I did it until halftime, to be honest. One of my coaches showed me. I didn't even realize I did it. I think at the same time, I was watching the underneath play, and KCP and Donovan got into it. KCP started to run, and then Donovan bumped into him. He fell on the ground, and I think I was ready to pass the ball. And my brain just kind of just, I just had a malfunction. I really had a malfunction. So, you know, I feel bad for the refs on that one because, you know, they'll probably get a write-up on that one. That was pretty bad.
The refs will get a write-up on that one. They
like,
will.
How do you not call that?
Yeah. I mean, the guy's standing right there. Yeah. But
it was hilarious because the guy guarding LeBron turns to the ref. The two guys who have courtside tickets are yelling at the ref.
Screaming
right
in the ref's ear. Did you not see that? But sometimes the most obvious thing is what you the last thing you expect
people
as an official.
People have to remember there's three officials on the floor. There's so much move. There's 10 players on. There's so much movement. Usually, when the guy who's dribbling the ball up the court is not being pressed,
you don't even look.
You don't even look at him. There's no need to.
That's right.
There's so many other things that you are trying to catch.
Yeah.
That okay? This guy's playing him 5 feet off. I'm not going to pay attention to what he, what. There's not going to be a foul there.
Right. You're not looking for LeBron James to mishandle the dribble right there.
You're not looking for him to literally put the ball on, put his hand underneath the ball and hold it there for a few seconds.
No, that's a fair way to describe it. And I'm glad you did it, not me, so that they couldn't play the referee clip, which I'm tired of hearing.
Okay. Let's, what? Oh, yes. Okay. So let me read my essay now.
Okay. We have a winner?
Yes. The winner is Derek Bison. Is it Bison or Bison?
I have no idea.
We're going to say Bison.
Yeah.
Bison. We're going to go with Bison?
I'm going Bison. With the two S's, I go Bison.
Okay, we're going Bison.
I'm
going
to go Bison.
Bison.
Yeah.
International flavor.
Derek Bison. B-I-S-S-O-N. You are our biggest fan. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. Congratulations. You have won a family four-pack of tickets to 97.3 The Fan night at SeaWorld's Christmas Celebration presented by Sprint. And you'll be entered to win our grand prize, a perfect Christmas gift. Of course, a Barry Manilow Vegas getaway that includes two VIP tickets to see Manilow perform at the International Theater at the Westgate Las Vegas, dinner for two at the Edge Steakhouse, plus a spa experience. Make sure you sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to enter. All right.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. We got about 30 minutes remaining in our show. We're going to step aside for a sec. When we return, Scrabies infamous Big Five when we come back. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Hello, Scraby, stop talking. The show's back underway.
Hello, hello.
Sorry.
Oh, I've never heard that. Do you ever win, Gwen?
Gwinning, for sure.
Gwinning? Yeah. You've done some gwinning. Oh, like you were that. Ready for that one. That's far better than hello, hello. I mean, hello, hello. Whatever. Never mind. Welcome back to the program. It's Chris. It's Tony. It's Scraby. It's Odd Thomas. And it's time for the Big Five.
It's now time for the most unpredictable, most wacky, most opinionated segment of the show.
I wouldn't brag about it.
Gwen and Chris talk about the best of the rest.
Great balls, you fire!
Ooh, with a twist.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
The Big Five begins right now.
Don't panic, but there's absolutely nothing to worry about.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Well, as long as there's nothing to worry about,
no,
we're okay.
No. We have a juicy Big Five today. A juicy
oh,
one.
Oh, man.
That scares me.
I don't like when you make these early predictions before we get into it.
And as always, if you follow me during the Big Five, I give you a shout-out on the show.
You can also follow Thomas Andrews.
I haven't said where I'm following Big Five.
Odd Thomas 71.
Odd Thomas 71.
I know Odd Thomas's handle. I don't know or care about yours.
At Matt Scraby. MattSkraby. Oh, and Thomas typed it in again. Or at Odd Thomas 71. All right, let's go to number five.
Number five.
I'm a better follower than Thomas, so just you know.
There's the hater.
There we go.
Stinking up the joint. You know, yes! the thing is, though, Scraby is a better follow because he's liable to just destroy a post more than any other person who posts something on Twitter. So it is kind he's of not, can be interesting to follow him.
He's not that thorough.
Wait, what?
He's not. Not when it comes to his IG game. I think Thomas has got him.
Well, yeah, you can follow me on IG, too, at Matt Scraby. So, anyway, USC announced they will be bringing back head football coach Clay Helton next season, but rumors are out today he may have not been the first choice. Former Oklahoma head coach Bob Stoops reportedly spoke to USC about the head coaching job, but sources said USC the things broke down with USC over how much money his coaching staff would be paid. So, Chris, there's no numbers or anything like that out there, but... Do you think Bob Stoops has the background to be a top five paid college football coach?
Oh, he'd be in the running, I guess. I mean, he's a good one, but and he had a lot of success, obviously, with Oklahoma. Top five, that'd be take a little more research. I mean, you're talking about 120 teams out there in college football, but I mean, you know, USC is a top five job, I think, in general. If I'm Clay Helton, I'm not exactly thrilled to hear this news, though.
No.
I mean, granted, I'm still the coach, but it just seems like all they want to do is get rid of this guy. I don't understand USC's thinking. Either go with him or go elsewhere.
Here is the top five right now. Dabo Sweeney is $9.3 million.
It's not Sweeney.
Sweeney, whatever. Nick Saban.
What do you mean, whatever?
What is it then?
It's a sports station. Sweeney? Get the guy's name right.
Sweeney?
Yes.
Jeez.
Nick Scraby!
Nick Saban, $8.8 million. I'm rounding these. Jim Harbaugh, $7.5 million. Jimbo Fisher, $7.5 million. And Kirby Smart, $6.8
million. Kirby Smart doesn't belong there.
So do you think he...
Not top five. Nor Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo Fisher just got that contract with Texas A&M. So anywhere between $6.8 million to $9.3 would be top five money. Million dollars, not just $6.8 million.
I already gave you my answer.
Okay, Tony.
He's the USC guy.
What was the actual question?
Is Bob Stoops worth top five college football money?
Yes. And I don't even think Clay should be upset about it, because when your job was on the line all season long, you have to, if you're being honest with yourself, you have to think that they are at least looking for replacements at some point in time. Now, whether you went out and changed their mind by the end of the season, which he clearly did because he's back at the helm.
I feel like USC had a pretty good season. It wasn't the greatest USC season on record, but I think Helton did all right.
I mean, yeah, considering he came off of, what, a 6-7 season or something like that.
He beat Utah?
Yeah, he had a good season. They had a good season. And I think the way he finished... Terrible. Some of the they had the injury, but they lose their starting quarterback.
They're down to their third string.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
They were down to the third stringer for a while, and yet he found a way to win eight games. So I think, yes, Bob Stoops is a top five coach, and I think SC had to do their due diligence.
Thank you to Null and Void for following me on Twitter, and friend of the show just followed me on Twitter, Kirk Kenny. So
you know, he hears you begging for followers all the time. He needs to felt bad.
I'm going to have to talk with Kirk.
unfollow.
All right, this is probably my favorite topic in the Big Five right here. Because Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James, we're not talking about the traveling, but he had to take to social media today because he was being criticized by the Utah Jazz television announcers, and he defended his actions for coming onto the court in socks to cheer his teammates in the closing minutes of last night's 116-96 blowout win. Here are the Jazz commentators talking about it.
Inside, Tony blocked by Kuzma, got it back. Big fella turns, and the crowd continues to fight, blocked again.
Look at LeBron, he's on the court.
With no shoes, mind you.
What is going on here?
That's some disrespect.
That's some disrespect, the announcer said. Uh-huh. LeBron, who had already exited the game and had given his shoes to the two kids in the stands, came off the bench onto the corner of the court after teammate Kyle Kuzma twice blocked shot attempts in the paint with 2:35 remaining in
the game. Hate to interrupt you. Kirk Kenny just texted me. Just unfollowed.
Wait, what? Not fair.
That's some disrespect.
Thank you.
That's some disrespect.
Thank you. Yeah. Good one, Thomas. Keep that one forever.
That's funny.
That's classic Kirk Kenny.
That is classic. Okay, so LeBron had to post on Instagram because this became a big deal. He had a big night last night. He had the traveling call. Now he has this. But this is what LeBron said. Quote, imagine doing your job at the highest level to where you're not needed anymore. Giving your shoes to a little girl and boy who you inspire and hoped you made proud that night. Then cheering on your teammates because you love seeing them succeed more than yourself, only to be criticized while doing it. People, it's the world we live in, and you can't let it ever stop you from your purpose in life. Negativity, bad energy, hate, envy, etc., etc., will try to bring you down throughout your
journey. Sounds like he's describing you.
And it's up to you on how you handle it. I handle it by simply saying thank you with a smile on my face and continue to push forward while doing it. So he is the man of the year right there for that. Tony?
It's a long rebuttal.
Tony, I know you're going to say, but do you have a problem with what LeBron did by coming on the court without his shoes on?
So silly.
He was on the court when the action was like 6 feet away from him.
Really? They were going up the other side of the court, to the other side of the court when he came on.
It's not my segment to respond. So.
Anyway, yes. No, I don't have a problem with LeBron. I mean, are we going to really criticize a dude for giving a pair of shoes to somebody and then because he doesn't have any shoes on, he can't cheer his teammates on?
That's not my problem.
As they always... Have you guys watched any Laker game? Dwight Howard is doing all kinds of shenanigans with his shoes on, of course, if that's the issue. So he might be in the clear because his shoes are on, but that's what NBA is. The guys on the bench, they go crazy for their teammates.
I feel like LeBron knows he has a little bit more wiggle room in this whole situation, but Chris...
Listen, I also think that that needs to be said. Back in the day, if announcers were able to get that kind of talk off, there was a time where players could never respond until...
They would never know it even happened.
They would never know it even happened until maybe a beat reporter asked them about it the following day. Yeah. But in today's age, if you criticize an athlete and they catch
wind
and they feel like it's not just, they have a platforms to respond, and that's what we're at now.
There's no way I can defend these announcers on this one. I mean, this is just sour grapes. Their team's getting blown
out.
That's
exactly what it was.
That's all that is. But the gall of LeBron James to give his shoes away to a young kid.
I don't think that's the issue.
Well, it is, because that's the only reason he walked on the court without them, is because he'd given them away. This is a non-story.
This is not a non-story.
Scraby really feels some type of
way. I have no
this.
Problem with him. We were talking about
what
it before the show.
What is actually your problem?
We were talking about it before the show. I think it's really cool he gave the kids shoes. They made a lifetime of. He made a memory for a lifetime.
Thank
My
you
actual
for the...
problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Is LeBron doesn't. He acts like he follows the rules, but then he doesn't follow the rules and have
what,
a problem when
what
people
are the rules?
Call him.
Are is you there talking a rule about? That you have to have your socks on?
No, the unwritten rule of not being
oh,
on the court.
You mean the unwritten rules that everybody hates so much?
Or the rule, I don't think you can be on the court if you're not actually in the game.
That's so ridiculous. Oh my goodness gracious.
Why is that ridiculous?
What rule are you referring to?
Rule 5AC.
There is no rule, is the point.
Rule against being on the court when you're not in the game?
If I could understand if they were in a half-court set.
And you ran out of the court and set a screen or something.
He's literally, they're going the other side of the court. He's literally coming on the court to cheer his teammate.
He just was cheering his team. Give me a, oh my goodness, Scrape, you have lost your mind.
I have not, because I don't think other NBA players do this often.
I think they all do it.
The only reason why this is even a subject is because he had no shoes on. Because literally every game, somebody is doing something along those lines. But because he had no shoes on and, like, did a little moonwalk across the hardwood, that and the team was getting thumped, the broadcasters were a little irritated.
Well, whine on. Scraby, I think you could be the next broadcaster for the Utah Jazz. You
know? That's some disrespect, bro.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Just get off the court, LeBron. Now. Act like everyone else. You want to be treated like everyone else, then be like everyone else.
Oh, my God. Look at this guy in his soapbox.
All right, the 10 minutes is up. We did not get our biggest fan, so eighth caller right now, 833-288-0973. You will qualify for today's biggest fan
prize. Tick, 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 tick.
I love that Tony does that every time. All right, let's hit number three.
Number three.
We talked about it last night, but 49ers radio color analyst Tim Ryan has been suspended by the team for one game after comments he made on a San Francisco radio station. Here are those comments he made during Murph and Mac on KNBR 680 in San Francisco talking about Lamar Jackson.
When his dark skin color with a dark football with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point.
So those were the actual comments that got him in trouble. Richard Sherman, cornerback of the 49ers, was asked today about it, and he had this to say about the situation.
Honestly, I wasn't as outraged as everybody else. You know, I understand how it can be taken under a certain context and be offensive to some. But if you're saying, hey, this is a brown ball, they're wearing dark colors, and he has brown arm, honestly, sometimes we were having trouble seeing it on film. You know, he's making a play fake, and sometimes he's swinging his arm really fast, and you're like, okay, does he have the ball in that play? And then you look up, and Ingram's running it. So it was technically a valid point, but, in the way he's, you can always phrase things better. You can always phrase things and not say his black skin, But I've had a relationship with him since I got here. He's never been anything but a great guy and a professional and a guy who takes his job seriously. So it's unfortunate that that's what it came to. You know, the team did what they had to do. But in that situation, it's a play where he's talking football and, he could have used better verbiage. But I don't think anybody in this locker room has taken it offensively or anything. He's apologized.
All right. We got the point.
Hopefully this can blow over.
My goodness. The longest answer, again, I've ever heard. Longest one since the LeBron answer in the clip before.
I don't know where this came from, but...
Well, I'm tired of listening to Richard Sherman go on. He already made his point.
He's done now.
Finally.
No, it's Chris's turn.
It's Chris's turn?
Yeah,
it's not going to be that long.
No, wait. You didn't get to talk about this last night, so
I'm going to tell you my thoughts.
What do you think about what Richard Sherman said?
What Richard Sherman said is all right, but Richard Sherman, I think, sometimes likes to try and tell us to show us that he's smarter than everybody else. So I think he's trying to kind of go against the grain here and trying to figure out a way that he can go against the grain and make it sound good. That's what I think of Richard Sherman. As far as the comments that were made by the broadcaster, they're completely out of line. It would be like if I said, How in the world, and Tony brought this up earlier, so I'm kind of quoting him, but how in the world are baseball players supposed to hit Justin Verlander?
I just had an epiphany.
And, you know, he's got a white baseball, and he, I'm not even going to say it because it's so off the chart.
Clearly that's why I couldn't hit.
Yeah,
clearly,
you couldn't
see the baseball.
And how did Bob Gibson ever get anybody out?
Christian McCaffrey is the greatest NFL player of all time.
Because you can see him.
You can see the ball every time he touches it.
This statement was deserving of a suspension, and that's what the guy got. And so I disagree with Richard Shermer.
Okay? Honestly, I don't necessarily disagree with Richard Shermer saying, because I don't think what's the guy's name?
Tim Ryan.
Tim Ryan. I don't think he had any race.
Yeah, no, he didn't seem to have any malice behind it.
There was no malice behind it. But it's nevertheless a stupid
comment. Still a mistake.
It's a bad comment. I respect what Richard Sherman has to say. That's his relationship that he's developed over, the last 2 years with him. So, ultimately, honestly, to me, the suspension part doesn't move me one way or the other. It needs to be talked about so that we don't have this happen again.
That's right.
Because there's been plenty of black quarterbacks handing off balls to running backs or play action faking to running backs.
You understand, in this society, if you're going to talk about people's skin color, you're gonna create some attention, wanted or unwanted.
Exactly.
Okay. We got thanks, guys. We got our
come on, everybody. We got two more.
Come on, everybody. There are two things going on with Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. this season that has surprised me. One, he's having one of the worst years as a pro, and he's on my fantasy team. And two, he hasn't really been an issue at all this year, which people, including myself, thought he would be vocal if the Browns weren't very good. Well, the Browns aren't very good, and Odell has been pretty quiet about things, but he was asked about his future today, and his answer had people talking.
What's the future hold? I don't know that. I don't know the answers for that. You know, right now I'm just taking it a day at a time, trying to finish the season healthy. Trying to win these last four games and see what happens.
Do you want to be here or do you not care?
No, I mean, no one knows what the future holds like tomorrow. I couldn't tell you what's going to happen. I mean, I'm here. My locker is right next side to, you know, one of the men who means the most to me in the world. And I think about just being able to come to work and see him every single day and how special this could be. So I couldn't sit here and tell you whether I'm going to be here, want to be here, don't want to be here. This is exactly where I'm at now, and I wouldn't rather be anywhere else, you know. So it's something that, like I said, God has a plan, and in the offseason, everything will figure itself out.
All right, so that was Odell Beckham.
Don't let Chris...
I was getting anxiety.
I could tell. Don't let him do that.
Chris has given us a let's go motion.
Make your point, move on, Odell. Come on.
I didn't have any problems with the comments, but Tony, if you're his teammate or if you're a fan, are you frustrated with his answer?
No, this is ridiculous. He has zero control over where he goes. He's signed through 2023. He didn't even have a choice whether to go to Cleveland or not when they moved him from New York. So, of course, when you ask him the question, he's going to tell you, I don't know. It's not up to me. He would have been better off just saying, you know what, it's not up to me, so... And then people wouldn't try to misconstrue what he said as he's not happy or he wants to leave. Ultimately, the Cleveland Browns and their front office get to make that decision, whether he returns or goes. Odell Beckham has zero say.
Chris, do you have any problems if you're a teammate or a fan with his answer?
A little bit. I do. Just okay. A little bit. I think politically correct answer would be to say that, I like it here. I'd like to be back. You can still go elsewhere or be traded if you say something like that. I think that with your two-year teammates with four games to go in the season, I don't think you open up this possibility that you'd be open to leaving, which is kind of what he indirectly said there by answering the way he did. So I think more politically correct would have been to say, yeah, I like it here. I wish I had a little better season. I hope I can play well the last 4 weeks, help us win these games. Maybe we can sneak into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens after that.
Only people who have never been traded can have that rosy outlook.
Maybe so.
Once you get traded, there's a certain, I don't want to say it's a lack of trust. You just don't view everything like,
Face value.
Exactly. It's a guarantee. Yeah.
When you were traded, what was your first emotion?
I was happy. It was different for me. I was coming to San Diego.
Okay, so any of your friends in Major League Baseball?
Most of them were unhappy. Because it throws everything off.
Throws your life into
disarray. Odell Beckham went into like hiding after he got traded from Cleveland. Everybody else was all happy. He didn't say nothing for months. So,
number one.
A few weeks ago, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made comments about meeting Bill Belichick at a ski lodge before he was hired by the Patriots, and it kind of sounded like he regretted not hiring Bill Belichick back then.
Well,
he hasn't exactly said current Cowboy head coach Jason Garrett is going to be returning next year, and I read a bunch of fan comments this morning saying the Cowboys should try and get Bill Belichick to come to the Cowboys. And because Jerry Jones is not shy of spending money for his business's bottom line, they said, give him all the money you got, Jerry. So, Chris, being that Bill Belichick has earned a level of control in the franchise, would Bill Belichick work in the Cowboys organization?
Not even close. That would be a disastrous marriage from the get-go for all of the reasons you just mentioned.
Even if Jerry Jones is like, here's $15 million a year, and I will not say a word.
He can't. Not say a word. And Belichick's smart enough to know that.
Tony?
Yeah, no, this wouldn't work. Belichick doesn't seem like the type of coach that wants to come in where something's like halfway built already. He wants to have his fingerprints on all of it.
Yeah.
Which is why New England's ship runs so smoothly year in and year out.
Who is their general manager? Nobody even knows or cares.
I think it's him, isn't it? Yeah, Belichick. Yeah. He's probably the only guy in recent history that has the hat, like multiple hat thing going there, and his team is working.
Scott Pioli was the GM many years ago.
He went to Kansas City.
He went to Kansas City and elsewhere, so they didn't replace him. They just
Belichick took over. Okay. And I think him and Andy Reid are the only two head coach GMs.
Interesting how their two teams are two of the better ones in the league.
Hmm. Funny how that works.
Yeah. All right.
Very good pick five. You don't need to start that bad, Thomas.
I like that bit.
That's the get up and go home bit. We got Dallas, Chicago coming up.
Let's go, Dak!
Speaking,
Tony and I are playing each other in the fantasy playoffs tonight,
and you're going to start Dak.
I'm so glad he started.
And I got Amari Cooper. Everybody,
I got
their
faith
prey
in the Bears D tonight.
Wow, he's got his two big weapons. He's throwing at you tonight to start the playoffs.
Who else you got?
Amari Cooper
and Dak.
Oh, you better get some production out of him, son.
All right. We'll see how the Tony Gwynn, Matt Scraby fantasy contest plays out. Enjoy the game. Cowboys, Bears coming up next. Good job, Scraby. Thanks, Odd Thomas, Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm Chris Sello. Have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow around 3 o'clock right here on San Diego's number one sports station. That would be 97.3 The Fan, people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.